Mr. President, members of council, I have two grants for your consideration. The first one is Clothing Our Kids. They are requesting support for their mission to provide essential school clothing to improve or to impoverished kids in Sussex County grades pre-K through 5. Last school year, they assisted more than 1,000 children with approximately 6,200 items of clothing. The children were enrolled in every school district and elementary school throughout Sussex County. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $2,000, and this would qualify for a countywide youth grant. Mr. Suzanne Worrell is here to speak about the program.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. George, would you please?
I'm trying to get him. I know. I'm trying to get that man. So he, go ahead.
No,
I'm
just,
sorry.
Right.
I'm just right there.
Good morning. I'm Suzanne Worrell. Thank you for your time. I'm representing Clothing Our Kids. I'm the vice president on the board of Clothing Our Kids. It's a nonprofit. It's a 501c3. We operate strictly in Sussex County. And our mission, as was mentioned, is we provide school clothing to school children in grades K through 5. And we operate throughout all of Sussex County. We are available to every single school district. We do serve all districts. And in the past year, which was our second year, we had about 6,500 items of clothing that we distributed to about 1,000 children. Our mission is basically that these children are impoverished, and in many cases, they don't have the shoes to go to school, or they're dressed very, very poorly, and they're either embarrassed to go to school, or they're bullied when they're there. And so we try to provide decent clothing for them so that they can feel equal, and hopefully spend more time paying attention in school and actually attending school and feeling a little more self-esteem so that they can maybe achieve in school. We also provide and stock every single nurse's closet in all of Sussex County. Most of the schools have cut back on their funding, and I never knew this, but the nurse's closets are a place that the nurse has that provides sweatpants, t-shirts, underwear for the children if they throw up, if they get sick in school, yeah. That sort of thing. The little children sometimes have accidents, so they are sent to the nurse gives them a t-shirt, sweatpants, underwear, clean underwear, socks if necessary. That never comes back to the school, that just goes home in the child, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. So we continually stock all the nurses' closets throughout the districts. So we just feel that, you know, we are providing service that in this bad economy, there's an awful lot of children that are impacted. What I did do, and I have a handout for you, I have a list of all the schools that we've supported and the number of items that we've given to them in this past school year. Mm-hmm. They're alphabetical because that's how we track everything. And what I tried to do was overlay the school districts with the county district.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Because they are not the same, which is a little bit of a complication. The first page just shows every school by alphabetical order and the school district that it's in, mm-hmm. and also the council district and the number of items.
Mm-hmm.
The second page breaks it down by your district.
Okay.
So that you can see what we've provided in your individual districts throughout the past school year, the 2013-14 school year. The process that we have, we think is effective. We never see a child. We never meet a child. The school usually designates several people who are either the nurses, the counselors, the therapists, and they are the ones that identify the children that have needs. They then contact us, usually by email, sometimes if it's an emergency, by phone. And then we know the name of the first name of the child, their age, their grade, their sizes, and we package up the material. We have a fairly large growing network of volunteers who will help us distribute things so we get them to them in a timely manner. We package it, deliver it to the school. We never see the child. We're totally anonymous to the child. They just know that something is given to them that's for them to have. And we have a back-to-school program in September. And at that point, we usually have a list of children that we know are in need, and we give them a package of clothing. It's usually 3 tops, 3 bottoms, 6 pairs of underwear, 6 pairs of socks, shoes, and some sort of seasonal coat. It's not a winter coat. We do that a little bit later as necessary. And then we continue throughout the year to do what is appropriate, you know. But the back-to-school program is one of our big programs to at least start the kids off pretty equally. And then we do, you know, an ongoing kind of thing as sometimes children are moved into a new school overnight because the mother disappeared and the grandmother gets them. And the grandmother has nothing, so we get a phone call, and we usually get things to them so they can attend school. We want the kids in school as much as possible. So that's sort of our process. I don't know if you have any questions.
Questions of council?
Sounds like some angels to me.
Well, we try really, really hard, and the need is growing. We're a bootstrap organization. It's only our second year. We never refuse a child. I mean, if we have to go shopping on our own, we do. We go to thrift shops. We have every person we know who has small children or grandchildren giving us their hand-me-downs. We have a fairly good, a strict standard, because we don't want to put these kids in terrible clothes. We want them to feel good. So we have people who launder them, and we maintain. We have some seamstresses if things need to be mended so that they look better. If they're good quality to begin with, we might repair something. And we maintain all the inventory at homes. Mary Rio, who's the founder of the organization, her house, her whole second floor is covered. My garage has some stuff. Other people have it in the basement, the stuff that we don't need on a regular basis, the other seasonal stuff. So we don't spend any money. We have no overheads for anything.
You haven't come before us before, have you?
We did last year.
Yes, we did, Ms. Stever.
And
that was the first time?
That was our first time.
Yeah. Okay.
And you very generously gave us $2,000. Which we put every penny to use. We can track every cent for you. And through your generosity, that really helped us assist children. Last year's budget was about $20,000. This year, we are forecasting the need is growing because the economy, number one, is very bad. But then also, the awareness of what we do is also growing. So more people, more schools, we've got more schools on board with us. Now we've covered, I think, almost every school. There's some in the district that still we're available to, but have not taken advantage of us. But we're forecasting probably about $26,000 for our operating budget for this year. We do get our shoes through a charity-based organization called Souls for Souls. So we buy them from them, but they're heavily discounted.
Okay.
So we seek out any way we can shop smartly. We buy when things go on sale at the end of season. We'll try and stock for later in the year when we.
Well, you know what? I don't know why you have to come back. I mean, I'm thinking what maybe we could just put that in the budget and kind of have.
Well, we'd have to.
I don't know. For next year.
Mr. Wilson.
I'd like to ask a question. It says in this economy, many children do not have clean clothes.
I'm sorry, pardon?
It says in this economy, many children do not have clean clothes. Now, I might talk a little old-fashioned here, but my mother washed without electricity, and I had clean clothes, and I didn't have many garments to wear to school, but I went to school.
I agree.
Now, to me, if we're just going to give them new clothes all the time because they can't wash their clothes, something's wrong here.
No, that's certainly not it,
sir.
That's
what you've written down here. That's what it says. And this economy, many children do not have clean clothes.
Okay. Well, you know, that's true, and that's how I worded it. However, if I could explain it just a little bit, and expand on it. We don't replace clothes. First of all these children are in schools that are generally, as you all know, Sussex County schools are small schools, the elementary schools. So the teachers know who's the children in need, and we're not just giving kids clean clothes. What we're doing is there's a lot of children who only get to wash their clothes once a week, and they come to school, and if they get sick on a Monday or Tuesday, the family does the laundry on a weekend. So we try to help out so they have more than just one or two changes of clothes, so that they can get through the week. That's part of it.
Are you saying I never got sick when I went to school?
And well, no, I have no idea. So
how did we get by before we got to this program? That's what I'm wondering. Doesn't welfare help you out on this program?
No, not a penny.
So in other words, you're sort of duplicating the program's already there.
I don't know that we're duplicating it. A lot of these children are not in the system.
Believe it or not. Transportation and not transportation, but. Welfare and what's the other? And education. Well, welfare and education takes the biggest part of the state's budget. It is probably 2/3 of a slice of the pie. And here we keep wanting more pie to go to this same projects.
Are you a volunteer?
Yes, I am.
You're volunteering your time for this?
Mr. Wilson, that is the floor, please.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think you heard him speaking now. Come on.
Well, yeah, but I don't...
That is the floor.
Okay.
So I just...
I understand what you're saying, and I didn't come up where everybody gave me everything because I didn't have enough. And I truly understand what you're saying, Mr. Wilson. However, a lot of these children are homeless. Many of them are just dropped off in the middle of the night at a grandparent's or something, and they come without but just the clothes on their back. I mean, we are not just dressing beautiful children with lots and lots of wonderful things. It's really a bootstrap kind of thing, and we don't get any money from any other organization. We just are notified by the schools,
Yeah. Children. I'm not against children.
Yeah, no, I understand.
But I know they can't help the situation they're in because of worthless parents who won't take care of them. Now, when I look at Georgetown Elementary, you're over 1,000, and that's actually the district that my son was a school board member. And I don't understand why we're over 1,000 children.
Not 1,000 children, 1,000 items, sir. 1,000. If you're looking at Georgetown...
1,000 items.
It's 1,000 items, sir.
Well, I can't understand why we're over 1,000 items in just one school district. I can't understand that. I can't understand, with the help from the state and everywhere else, I can't understand how we're over 1,000 pieces of clothes for one little school district. I can't understand. I'm for one little school, not district, because there's North Elementary and it includes it. But I'm just taking 1,000 here, 1,041 for one little school district. And you must remember what this thing. When you come and ask for money, we're asking for taxpayers' money. We're asking for money from people that can't afford to pay this money to get the more money. And they've already given money. When is this? And we're sort of force these people to pay to you. And that's the way I look at it.
Well,
I
hear what you're saying, sir, and I'm not explaining well enough who we're really serving.
You've done a fine job.
You're doing good.
You did a great job. I understood what you said.
Thank you. We're good.
Okay. May I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Some of these children are probably homeless, aren't they?
Many of them are.
Yeah.
Many of them are homeless.
Right. And we do have a big problem.
There's children that are families of abuse where they've been taken from their family and they've been given into a foster situation pretty much in the middle of the night. Gotcha. They're not just children in your strictly, lower income family that everybody's making a living and they're trying to get by. There's some very, very sad situations where they without going into details.
We've heard enough. Thank you.
Good job.
I think there's a lot of need out there, and I'd like to make a motion that we give $400 each to this organization.
Mm-hmm. I think this would qualify for a countywide youth grant.
We could check on this.
That's correct.
This
Okay. That's correct.
I'll make a motion that we use the community-wide grant that we
for
just
$2,000.
$2,000. Yes.
Second.
And we do have the funds there.
Yes, that is correct.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, and would that repeat?
No, so
they said every year. They request it every year. But does she have to come in? Well, for this type of grant?
She hasn't got to come. She can send a letter.
For this kind of grant.
A letter. We need
for a county council grant.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what I would do, so first of all, thank you very much. So
we haven't taken a vote yet. Hold a second.
Okay, sorry.
Or question of council.
I'm just always such a shameless beggar.
We're going to take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And may I just make sure I understand that we'll be receiving $2,000 for the school year, and then subsequently, what is the process? What do I do?
You need to send a letter each year to
just
council.
Just like you did.
Just like you did this time.
Just like you did.
But that's all we have to do.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
it. Call and ask for Mrs. Jennings. She can explain it to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Next, Mrs. Jennings.
Okay. The next one is the Rehoboth Art League. They're requesting support to help them continue to provide a place that nurtures artists of all ages and experience and preserve Delaware's historic and artistic legacy for the future. There's specific amount requested.
I'll make a motion. $500 to the Arts Outreach Program.
Second.
From your account, correct?
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $500 to the Rehoboth Art League for Arts Outreach Program for Mr. Cole's Calcimatic Grants. Any questions on that motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Moore.
Yes, Mr. President. We have one, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 14,400 square feet, more or less, filed on behalf of BLN LLC. District 2.
I'll introduce it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. This will be brought before council. Mr. Guy, come on down. Thank you, sir. Mr. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. I want to talk a little bit about roads. It's awful amazing that people want to get up in arms when there's a little bit of traffic. First of all, I've been a truck driver off and on all my life, and I'm going to tell you something. You take a dump truck, you take a 10-wheeler or triaxle dump, when it comes out of a pit and it gets out on a road and it does a twist, you would think it would tear the daylights out of a road. I got news for you. You can go right up to, can't think of the company's name, but east of Harrington, and they are on a chip and tar road. You would think that thing would be tore up all the time. Well, you can come right up there where they do their twist, and you'd never know a truck would ever been there. So these people, they want to argue the point, oh, they don't do all this damage. They don't know what they're talking about. And because the proof is in the pudding. Been there, done it. And as far as these trucks, like Mr. Wilson said about farms, in and out all the time in any farm, if you don't have a tractor trailer, and some of these lanes are mighty narrow to get in, but they go in and out without a problem, if they got good drivers, that is.
Mr. President, I would caution counsel, since that comment was concerning roads, and specifically the discussion today was part of keeping the record open on a zoning matter, that any comments just made cannot be used as part of your consideration for the your decision.
Right.
Thank you.
Mr. Moore, I would ask a question. We kept the record open for the response from DelDOT, which we had today. Would it be in line that we should now close the public comment? Because it was kept open, or just for that one purpose? Or should we keep it open for something else?
I'm not sure the exact nature of the motion that was made last week. Okay. I would like to look at that, or Mr. Lank, if you have a copy of it that we could look at.
Could you give me 1 second?
1 second. Our clerk is on top of things down there.
She's the clerk of the council.
She is that?
Mm-hmm.
The motion was to leave the record open on conditional use number 1991 for the limited purpose of asking DelDOT to move forward with providing more detail on an ingress and egress plan to be presented to the council at the July 29th meeting.
Okay, it appears that the motion itself was just to hear from DelDOT. In the past, Mr. Lankin, you can help me out with this, I do not recall that we would have then subsequently have a motion that said the record is now closed. Do you recall?
No, typically that request was just performed earlier by DelDOT to the council, so that was anything you asked for was limited. I mean, it's been done both ways, I'm sure,
right,
with a motion or without.
Right.
Record basically closed automatically because it was a limited request for that purpose.
Right. So that being a motion is already closed then?
Right.
Okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mr. Lank and Mr. Moore. Entertain a motion to go into executive session for pending potential litigation and land acquisition. Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Executive session, and we're going
downstairs.
Okay. Yeah.